The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM. Now, can you imagine a situation whereby in the future, if you're, say, going somewhere and you were walking somewhere looking for directions, and each time you came to a crossroads or a turn in the street, in your glasses in front of you, you had a little sign that pops up and says, go right here or go left or keep going straight ahead. Or if the same happened when you were driving, rather than having to use a sat-nav screen in your car, it was in your glasses in front of you. Andy O'Donoghue was with us for Tech Tuesday. Andy, it does remind me a little bit of what they said Google Glass might be, but tell us about how the metaverse is coming.
Matt, a fascinating interview with Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook with The Verge, the technology website. And he talked about the fact that he really intends that Facebook will become a metaverse company in the next 5 years. And he made a very specific comment that people shouldn't live through small glowing rectangles. And the background to this is that the metaverse is a phrase that many people have never heard, but we have an awareness of it. And as you just mentioned there, Google Glass sort of gave us a feel for it. Microsoft's HoloLens, virtual reality headsets from Oculus, which we've played with on this show over the last couple of years. All of these things, and I think it's probably been helped by lockdown. It's about convergence, Matt, and it's the convergence of the virtual worlds that we live in and occupy and our physical world. And I think it's going to lead to an incredibly exciting time in technology, but also quite a big change for society.
You sent me a video earlier, and I think you've put it up on social media as well, on Twitter, of an example of this. And it's somebody, from the time they get up in the morning, putting on their glasses, a bit like as we used to think of Google Glasses would be, and having all sorts of things coming up on a screen in front of them that they can actually reach out and touch as well. Say if they want to put on the oven to make their breakfast or something like that. Or in this particular video, a cyclist getting instructions as to avoid particular traffic and take turns. Is that really going to happen?
Yeah, it is. And much of the technology, that's a fantastic film that Adobe made, I think, for their 2019 Max conference. And much of that technology is already there. Many of us use Google Maps, but some of us have directions in our headphones, or you might have another pair of smart glasses and they are available. But this is about much more, Matt, and it's about community. And one of the things that we have seen, so there are a number of strands to this. And so if you take Peloton, which is the home exercise bike, great. But you exist in a community and you know who else is cycling and training with you. You interact with them, you may get to know them and become friendly with them. A few weeks ago or a month ago on your show, we talked about NFTs, this currency that exists where you can buy artwork that only exists in cyberspace. And what we do see happening is the convergence of the physical and the virtual world. And people might remember, say, great games, Farmville was one, where essentially you could become a farmer, not in a Jeremy Clarkson way, but you became a virtual farmer. And recently, with the launch of platforms like Uplands, it really has become a tangible sort of a tangible way of life, not just a game for people. What Uplands does is it sort of replicates the real world and allows you to buy property, rent it, start a business and earn money. And of course, that's the crux of it, Matt, because big tech see that there's a chance to earn money doing this.
Not only earn money, though, but then they end up knowing an awful lot about your life, don't they? I mean, whatever it is at the moment about using, sort of smart speakers in your house and the rest of it and asking you to do things. But if you now suddenly are wearing a sort of an Oculus headset masked as a set of glasses or whatever, and surely everything you do is then tracked by Facebook and Oculus.
Yeah, absolutely right, Matt. And you've put your finger on what people think is probably the Zuckerberg motivation here. Facebook, of course, data is very important to them. And it's often cited by computer scientists, the granularity of interactions. And so literally, which side you turn your head to, what sign or person do you hover on while you're in these virtual worlds? But it's interesting, over the last few months, a number of surveys I've seen, and particularly during lockdown, has kind of expedited this, but people under 40, apparently many of them are far happier, say, interacting with their bank or with their insurance company via chatbots. And of course, what if these virtual worlds, what if the metaverse allowed you to simply walk into a virtual bank or chat to renew your car insurance while you're playing a game? It may
Andy, you've just put an image in my mind. We're closing down our bank branches everywhere because people don't go into them. But you might be able to walk into a virtual bank branch that's sort of not your imagination, but an artificial reality construct. So you walk into a bank branch and you meet an avatar as a bot and you do your banking transaction with that bot.
Absolutely, Matt. And that is the world that I envisage. And the phrase originally coined by Neil Stephenson back in 1992 in his book Snow Crash, that's the sort of world he imagined. And big banks and insurers and mobile phone companies are taking this really seriously. People are spending money online within these virtual communities. But imagine the low cost of delivery of, you know, good customer service with friendly faces that can be done in a virtual world. And it's, you know, 5 years is far too far to look ahead, Matt. I think we'll start to see significant progress and amalgamation of our real and virtual life in the next year or two.
Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue, for joining us for Tech Tuesdays.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.